Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, it's hard to believe, but this year marks the 30th anniversary of the tragedy at Mount Carmel in Waco, Texas, with the Branch Davidians. And there's just so much to think about, so much to kind of wrap your head around. Well, there's a new series out on Showtime, and it's amazing. I mean, this thing started streaming a couple of weeks ago, and it is already in the top three of all-time streaming series on Showtime. It's just unbelievable. And we have with us John Hoganacker. Is that right, John?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me on, Randy.
Hey, great to talk to you. You play one of the Branch Davidians, right? One of the members of the Branch Davidians. And the thing kind of focuses on the fallout, but then the trials of the surviving members of the Branch Davidian sect and the rise of homegrown terrorist Timothy McVeigh. I've seen the first episode of this. Man, I mean, it is just riveting. And it's one of those things that take you back immediately to when this thing happened, right?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we're all so fascinated by, and this can be demonstrated by all the documentaries about religious groups that hold extreme beliefs, is how do people come to be a member of this group? How do they fall into that life? And that's the other part of Waco, the aftermath, is how does young Vernon Howell, when he gets to Waco in 1980, become David Koresh, and how does he pull followers away from the person who was the prophet of that community at the time when he arrived? That was Lois Roden, who was portrayed in the show by J. Smith Cameron. Clive Doyle. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you play Clive Doyle, David Koresh's first follower within the Branch Davidians. So I can't wait to see how that takes place in terms of, you know, how they recruited you, how you you signed up to do that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing to kind of get into as an actor and to kind of study, because you don't want any two roles that you get to bring life to be the same. And obviously something like Clive, like getting to portray Clive, gives the opportunity to study nuance, to kind of balance. Do I dig into what this person said about themselves, or do I dig into what the federal government said about this person? Because the two narratives are often at odds. And I think that if you portray the person the way other people spoke about that person, and the person is portrayed as being evil in the public sphere, and you play a person as evil, you get into kind of mustache twirling, which I don't think is very interesting to watch. You know what I mean? I think it's a lot more interesting to see people to have our preconceptions challenged.
Yeah, and to see people wrestle with decisions on both sides of this thing. We're talking to John Hoganacker here on the National Defense, and the new series, Showtime Limited series, Waco, The Aftermath, which is streaming now on Showtime. And you know, you're right. These two different sides are at odds, and I love the way that the FBI is questioning its own ranks, its own people, in terms of what they did or didn't do wrong. And I can remember when this thing happened, yeah. John. I mean, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to believe, because you got, you know, the media saying one thing, you've got the FBI saying another thing, and then you don't really hear from the Branch Davidians themselves. So it was a tough time.
I often thought about that when we were doing the show, is like how different it would have been if people had, you know, cell service, things like that. I mean, I imagine, but I think, you know, one of the reasons why it was so messy, and I don't remember getting this information at the time either, was that there were multiple government agencies on the ground there outside the compound, sometimes operating at odds with one another. When you look back, it would have been probably better and smoother, and perhaps there would have been less loss of life had there been someone like a general overseeing the entire campaign.
Interesting you say that.
At the time, there wasn't.
Interesting you say that, John, because our audience deals mainly with active duty military veterans and their families. And so I would imagine they would be particularly interested in this because, you know, when you're in the military, you're making those decisions all the time. And I'm sure you're second guessing those decisions at some point. So to see the FBI do this, man, it's fascinating.
It really is. And I think that's the thing is like at the end of the day, these various groups were all, they had different goals. So they were all trying to achieve their various goals. And sometimes they were stepping on the feet of the other, entities there. So the place that I think the show really succeeds is it doesn't exonerate any one group of people. Because
right.
it was a messy and it was a tragic event. You had a group of people who had extreme beliefs. The government, all the agencies knew what those extreme beliefs were. They knew that they had apocalyptic theologies, and they put them kind of in a position to sort of demonstrate their devotion to that theology, which was the fallout of which was tragic and obviously momentous enough that we're still talking about it today.
Yeah. I mean, it's, it's one thing, one side of the FBI is already talking about in this series that these people had a death wish. And I know that was said a lot of the time, but man, this limited series, Waco, The Aftermath on Showtime. John, you also, I love this. You played the Bud Light King in the Dilly Dilly TV commercials. And I got to tell you what, man, that was some of my favorite commercials. And it was just fantastic. I've got one Dilly Dilly story for you.
Go for it.
All right. So I'm playing golf with my buddy Dave one day. And it's kind of a chilly day. We're wearing, you know, kind of jackets. He's got a black jacket on. So we stop at the turn, and we both got, you know, I got to go in the bathroom. So I go in the bathroom, and this is when, I mean, everybody knows the phrase dilly dilly. It's everywhere. And so I go in the bathroom. I'm standing at the urinal. My buddy Dave comes in. He gets to the urinal next to me. And I just go, dilly dilly. Well, I look over. It's not my buddy Dave. It's a guy that I don't know, and he looks at me. And he goes, "Dilly what?" And I said, "You know, like the commercial, the Dilly Dilly, the Bud Light." Well, this guy says, "I don't know the commercial." And you know, you're not supposed to talk at the urinal anyway. So then it's just
you've broken the unspoken rule,
right?
With a nonsensical phrase,
right? Right. So all I can do now is just get out of there as fast as possible and hope I never run into that guy again. But what a great.
I see that guy goes home to his wife. You'll never guess what a guy said to me. Right. The today.
And she goes, "You didn't know what dilly dilly meant?" Oh my gosh, John! Listen, hey, great job on the series Waco, The Aftermath. And it's just been great talking to you, man. Best of luck with the series and everything else.
Oh, you too, Randy. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.